Hello and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin.
Welcome to Consider This, the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Now, the COVID-19 pandemic has caused an increase in screen time for children all around the world, from online learning to the use of social media. And therefore, issues relating to child online protection have become more critical now more than ever. And the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, will soon be launching its report on the online lives of children in Malaysia, Indonesia, Thailand and Cambodia about how they use their time online. And joining us on the show tonight to share a little bit more about this, the key points of the Our Lives Online report, we have Dr. Rashid Mustafa Sarwar. He's the representative of UNICEF in Malaysia and Brunei. Welcome to the show. It's good to have you here.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Okay, so maybe you can begin by telling us a little bit about why UNICEF decided to embark on this report. Why is it important now?
You know, that internet space, we call it cyberspace, is such a huge territory now. And we have been monitoring how children live in that space, because that's the most useful space for learning, developing and sharing informations. But as COVID-19 started, there is more than ever, as you mentioned rightly, that children are using or living in cyberspace for their educational purposes, getting information, getting in touch with friends, and also there are a lot of other issues that we wanted to learn, and that was the purpose of the study that we have done in four countries. Okay. And Malaysia took the bigger portion of the study. 40% of the respondents were from Malaysia. Okay. And we covered most disadvantaged children as well, talking about refugee children, migrant children, children with disabilities, and of course all other children.
You know, Rashid, you know, often when we talk about children and the online space, we talk about the digital divide, the deficits, right? The people who have very little compared to those who have too much. But it seems like today with COVID, perhaps we are facing a situation where it's really too much altogether for some kids. Is that the focus? Is it that kids are getting too much online time, that their lives are being narrowed to this one particular way of relating to education, their peers, their families, and so on and so forth?
Or is it inevitable that they will spend most of their lives living in cyberspace?
With the world that we are having now, the COVID-19, I mean, the whole world is in the cyberspace that I mentioned, because the schools are in online, getting information online, because they were not getting out to meet peers and play football or just hang out in the parks. So they were sitting and they had to communicate, and that's why it is the time where they have been extensively using than ever, and that's what we are thinking, that we don't have any alternative, so we have to have them in that device, okay, as we say. But we are thinking that it is a critical time to make that space more protective, more safer for them.
Okay, so tell us, what did the Our Lives Online study find?
I mean, the generally, we found out that children's adolescents are more or less cautious. They know how to protect their identity and how to not to talk with somebody that they don't know. However, there were the same number of boys and girls had approached by somebody else to share the explicit pictures, or the 2 out of 5 children, which is 40%, were talking to somebody that they don't know and sharing information that they don't want to share with anybody else. Or what we're talking about, that the children think that they need to be more protected.
Right, okay, so these predatory practices that happen online and happen to adults, but also in this case children are much more vulnerable. So is that the focus of the study, to looking at those areas where children might become more vulnerable as a consequence of being online?
Absolutely. And then the report that we'll be launching on 19th will give us few key recommendations how to go forward. Mm. And that's what we would like to get attract much more attraction, not much more awareness from the people.
I find that quite interesting that you said that many of the respondents, the children that participated in this study, were cautious. So they have this a certain knowledge or understanding about online safety. What about the parents? Do the parents understand child online safety? Do the parents have are the parents equipped to protect their children in the digital world?
Exactly, coming to the recommendation that
okay.
I'm going to talk. I mean, one of the key, there are three types of recommendation comes. One is exactly equipping parents on how this digital world works and how to monitor, how to provide a proper guidance to the children and how to make them user-friendly.
Okay.
So the parents, we need to really upgrade their knowledge and skills on cyber protection issues.
Right.
And exactly the children and adolescents the same way. They know how to protect their identity. However, they should know how to better communicate, how to say no to somebody who is coming and asking something that very, very personal.
Mm.
So these are two skills that we need to know. Again, we need to generate an awareness and understanding among population, among teachers, among neighbors, among public, so that they also know how to make the cyberspace protected for the children.
Mm. Right, Rashid, I mean, you've worked in the UN for decades now, and you know, you just come to this region, I understand. So I wonder if you can even tap on your experiences from your previous stints. But the UNICEF works through national governments, doesn't it? I mean, and do national governments have very different attitudes towards the question of the internet and cybersecurity? Is that where the trick really is?
Not really. This is one of the topics that we find a very good common understanding, because this is a global phenomenon. Mm-hmm. And we exactly in Malaysia, we are in a very good understanding with the government, especially the Ministry of Communication and Multimedia, MCMC. And we will be launching together with them this study, because we're very happy that we are together in the same wavelength. We usually differ sometime in understanding in other cases, but mm-hmm. this is not the case. This is where we are together.
Okay, all right. We're going to take a quick break, but after this, let's continue our conversation with Rashid in just a couple minutes. Stay tuned to Consider This.